Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Happy Easter. My guest Frank Martinetti is here, and he's reminding me of the Easter joy that is spread throughout the villages. Welcome back, Frank.
Thank you, Mike. Great to be here.
Nice to have you. Frank is the artistic director of the Mystic River Chorale, and we brought someone impressive to join Frank today. We brought the president of the whole kit and caboodle, Lori Anya Linfoot is here. And did I say Anya right?
You did.
All right.
Excellent.
Okay.
Nice
welcome.
To be here.
Nice to have you back again. We're going to find out everything we want to know about the Mystic River Chorale. Let's start off with Frank. Give us a little update. What's been happening?
It's been a wonderful, wonderful season. We've got several new members. We have presented a wonderful Dvorak Requiem since I last saw you, and now we have this concert coming up called One World, One Voice.
And that's going to be on Sunday, May 7th. The Mystic River Chorale will be presenting the concert at Mystic Congregational Church, Broadway and Main Streets, in beautiful downtown Mystic. Is that a new venue for you?
It's not. It's been our spring home now for the last
home.
2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
The winter home is somewhere else.
Just like baseball, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So it's just like
baseball.
Or
maybe the circus is a better analogy.
Well, I'm glad that you're going back there again. And the concert you had earlier this year was successful and fun.
Very much so. Yeah, we the Dvorak was a big reach for us, and we really handled it beautifully. We had a wonderful crowd that really appreciated it, and it engendered a lot of support and a lot of enthusiasm.
Okay. And Lorianya, did the music present a challenge? Sometimes the director thinks one thing and the membership thinks something else.
The membership agrees with Frank. it was a
this
challenge,
time.
Okay.
But it's a beautiful, luscious piece of music, and I think we all really enjoyed learning it and singing it.
About how many people are involved with the chorale at this point?
We have about 42 members.
Okay, all age groups?
All age groups. We have two new members that are about 11 years old.
Wow.
So we go from 11 to 90.
Wow, 11 years old, and they're able to... Now, do they have to be able to read the music?
They're very accomplished.
Okay.
They're probably more accomplished than some of our older members.
All right.
I'll echo that.
Frank, how did you find them, or do you have nothing to do with it?
They found us through our wonderful partners. We've also... We had a Messiah Singin' with Calvary Church in Stonington in December, which was a new thing for us, and my colleague Joy Ripka invited us to do that, and that was an absolute blast, and they're in the choir at Calvary and decided to come sing with us.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the concert coming up on May 7th, just a few weeks away. It's called One World, One Voice, and tell us why the title. They look at each other. This is radio. One of you has to
yes.
speak.
Well, it's really a diverse array of music, and perhaps the only thing it really has in common is that we're doing it together, and we're doing music from all over the world, and we're doing it as a group, as a choir, in harmony.
Okay. All right. Music from all over the world. And I've asked you this question, I know, before. What inspires you to pick some of this music? Is it something that's been on your agenda for a long time, and you finally have a chance to do some of these? Or
Some semesters it's that, some semesters it's very much that. Last spring's program literally came from one piece. A member asked us to sing, and I stared at that one piece, and it gave me the idea for the entire concert. It was a little more serendipitous, I suppose, in that just looked for some pieces that I always wanted to do. Looked for some pieces we've been thinking about doing for a while, and found some other pieces that seemed like they went with these pieces, and mm-hmm. it just kind of happened.
Excellent. All right. Well, why don't we, speaking of those pieces, let's get to something that is representative of what you're going to be doing.
Certainly. We are opening the show today with the Moses Hogan Singers, under the direction of the late Moses Hogan, singing his arrangement of The Battle of Jericho, an African-American spiritual, which we're doing on our concert on May 7th.
Joshua fit the battle, yes, the battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the battle, yes, the battle of Jericho. Joshua,
the battle of Jericho.
The battle of Jericho.
The battle of Jericho.
The battle of Joshua.
The battle of Jericho.
The battle of Joshua.
The battle of Joshua.
The battle, yes, the battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the battle, yes, the battle of Jericho.
Joshua,
the battle of Jericho.
The battle of Jericho.
The battle of Jericho.
Now that we have some music and we're in the mood or in the spirit, I guess I can certainly get you in the mood and the spirit. How about ticket information? Where can people find tickets and how do they get there?
You can go to our website, which is www.mysticriverchorale.org, and buy tickets online, or otherwise you can call 860-460-1487.
Okay, 860-460-1487. Call the number. Operators are standing by, and you get a free Frank Martinetti picture when you order in advance, maybe. Well, if they're lucky. And you autograph it, right?
Right, sure, okay. sure.
anything to make it go along. All right, let's go now to some other reasons why people might want to see this. We've got a spiritual. We kind of change moods a little bit here for this next piece that is certainly not a Negro spiritual.
No, it's not. And it's one of the challenges of this program is you want your groups to approach, you know, everything they sing like they have a defined group sound, but you also want the music from the spiritual tradition, or from Estonia, or from Canada, or from France, like we have in this concert, to sound different. So that's always a challenge. This next piece is a classic many of our listeners will recognize. It's Gabriel Fauré's Cantique de Jean Racine, and this will be conducted by our accompanist, Frank Zellini. That's the unusual thing about this program, is that we actually have three people conducting. I'm conducting, Frank is conducting, and Elizabeth Reed, who is an alto in the group and who is an elementary music teacher in Middletown, Connecticut, is also conducting some pieces.
All at the same time.
Not at the same time, but we have some shared leadership, which is really exciting and fun for all of us. And Frank is conducting this piece, the Cantique de Jean Racine, in part because it is the first piece his wife's ever saw him direct as a church organist and choir director.
All right, we'll give it a listen. Thank you. certainly a different flavor and a different feeling, and now I'm in a little more mellow mood. But I think we do have time for one more piece of music before we take our first break. What will that be?
We're going to shift to the African country of Zambia, and we're going to hear Bonse Abba, which is a Christian hymn from Zambia. And my colleague and friend Elizabeth is conducting this, and what's interesting is her college classmate, Andrew Fisher, arranged this song.
Excellent. All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with the Mystic River Chorale representatives talking about their concert coming up on Sunday, May 7th at 3 o'clock, and that's going to be at the Mystic Congregational Church, Broadway and Main Streets in beautiful downtown Mystic, Connecticut. So reserve your tickets by going to mysticriverchorale.org or calling 860-460-1487. And one of the things we talked about at the top of the show was how the year has been going. And before we get to that, I want to pick up on that. But Frank, just a comment about that last piece we heard before the commercial break. Obviously a live recording, a very enthusiastic crowd.
Yes, that was middle school singers.
That
was the Wisconsin Middle School All-State Choir.
Wow.
I'm not sure the year, but...
Oh, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, as an educator, it's amazing. It's amazing to note what students can do if they're taught well.
Right. Well, that's the key to a lot of things.
It is.
And, you know, learning what to do and how to do it. And Mystic River Chorale is a great example of that, because in this middle segment, we're going to listen to a special solo performance by Lori Anya, right? You're on the recording,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes.
Can I hear you?
No, thankfully.
Oh, you're
no,
mixed,
we have
mixed in and blended.
Yes, I'm okay. Just part of the alto section. We have a soloist that we hired to come in and sing, perform with us, and these soloists were just amazing.
Okay, but it was not, they got paid and you,
oh yes,
and you don't.
No, I do not.
And they get
not.
Flowers, and she
yes.
doesn't.
Yes, oh. I give them flowers.
Oh, okay, well that's a nice thing to do. So this is a recording from the last concert, right?
Yes, it was in January. We always perform at the
Harkness Chapel.
Harkness Chapel on Connecticut College, which is a beautiful space to be in.
Well, that's a good place to go back to all the time. Frank, what is this piece we're going to listen to?
So January was the Dvorak Requiem. This is a chamber orchestra version that came out in 2014 that is rare, has not been performed very much yet. We think we were the regional premiere of it. And this is the Rex Tremendae from Dvorak's Requiem.
Frank, I understand that you have a rather lengthy piece coming up next, so let's get right to that. What do you have for us?
Certainly. We wanted to share the opening movement of the Requiem, which begins with the iconic motive, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, which defines the whole piece.
Okay. We'll listen to that in length and then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with representatives of the Mystic River Chorale. Frank Martinetti is here, the artistic director, and Lori Anya Linfoot, almost went for Lightfoot, Gordon's sister, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I do know him, and I've performed with him before. She is the president of the chorale, and one of the things that we talked about during the commercial break was the fact that, you know, a lot of groups are sustained by community involvement and people turning out, buying tickets to the performances or supporting in any other way they can. And that's the case for you, correct?
It is. I see community choirs as essentially a cooperative. You know, people are choosing to sing and they commit their energy and time and also resources, talents to the group. And the community comes and enjoys the performance and everybody benefits. So we're very lucky. We have a robust group of singers. We have very robust community support this season. I'm very grateful for that. So we're able to do all these things. The Dvorak was the largest orchestra we've had in some time, and that was only possible because of our generous members and supporters.
Right. And Lorianne, the people are able to make donations anytime, or is it just at the concert?
Oh, yes. We'll take money anytime anyone wants to give it.
And can they find out how on the website?
Yes, they can.
All right.
And so, I also want to thank our advertisers who are in our programs, and we depend upon them for their support as well.
Right. So if you happen to be in the audience and you see the program book, it always helps to go to one of those advertisers and say, hey, I saw this in the Mystic River Chorale book, and I'm buying my new Maserati from you.
Absolutely.
Right. Definitely. And there's opportunities to sponsor a concert. You know, there are ways in which people can make a major impact if they choose, and we're always amenable to chatting about that.
That's great. And how about people that want to join the chorale and make this part of their life? How do they go about that?
Well, we start for the fall the first Monday after Labor Day. I'm not quite sure when that is off the top of my head, but we welcome new members. There are auditions that night and for 2 weeks after that. They are by appointment, but we encourage people to come and audition, or if they're on the fence, come and sit on a rehearsal and then audition that night or next week. So we have an open door. We welcome new people. We've been lucky to get several new wonderful singers this year, and we look forward to welcoming several new wonderful singers next season.
It's always good to have new people, right?
Yes.
And do the people have to be able to, is there, you know, read music? Do they have to have experience? Do they have to have, are there any prerequisites?
I think everyone in the group has sung in choirs before, and almost all as an adult or a college student and earlier. We do have a mixture of people who read music and people who don't read music very well or don't really read, and we provide, when we can, rehearsal CDs and other resources to help them.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually quite proud of how inclusive and diverse we are in terms of background. We encourage people to grow their skills and try to give them opportunities to do so as best we can.
Right, so it'd be a great environment. Even if you don't and you were able to join, you can certainly learn while you're going along.
Yeah, the learning curve is definitely easier if you read, especially on major works. But if you have, right. You know, we have a wonderful singer who sings with us. She's blind, and she doesn't like Braille music.
Right.
And she learns her music through a mixture of notes she makes in Braille, not musical notes, but just notations about what's happening. And you know, memorization and by ear, and I say to people, look at what Sandra can do. Mm-hmm. And if she can do it, you can do it.
Well, there you go. All right, let's get back to the program that's going to be held on Sunday, May 7th, 3:00 at the Mystic Congregational Church. And what do you have for us now, Frank?
This next piece has long been a favorite of mine. I sang it in college at the Eastman School of Music. It's Olivier Messiaen's O Sacrum Convivium, and I've agonized for years over, you know, can my group handle this, and decided that the chamber singers of the chorale indeed are ready for this. And this will be conducted by my colleague, Frank Cellini, and it's a wonderful, exquisite piece of music for folks that find 20th century classical music intimidating. This is not intimidating. It is just so smooth and so amazing.
Thank you.
beautiful music. Frank, you mentioned before that something about a chamber group. Now, is that a segment, obviously, of the chorale?
It is. The Mystic River Chamber Singers are an audition group within our audition group that rehearse an additional hour each week, and they sing almost entirely a cappella and do very demanding music. I had a lot of fun with them this year because the Dvorak Requiem was long enough. We didn't have room for them on the fall concert. So I said, well, we're going to do even harder music than usual because we have the whole year to rehearse it for the spring concert, not just a semester. And we've had a blast doing the piece you just heard and the piece you're about to hear.
All right. And is that the only other group that's within the group?
It is.
Okay.
Yes,
so
at this point.
You don't have a male quartet?
You know, we don't. I wish we did. I wish we did.
All right. I'll come along and see if I can help.
We're talking about it at my church in New York, actually. We're talking about that.
All right. You mentioned this next piece of music. What is it?
This is the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt's setting of Borotitse Dievo. This is the Angel Gabriel's words to Mary in the Gospel of Luke. It's the beginning of the Catholic prayer, the Hail Mary. And this was written for Stephen Cleobury in the King's College Choir of Cambridge.
Another great hour has gone by with the Mystic River Chorale, and we want to make sure you get the information about where to be and when and how to get tickets.
Our concert's called One World, One Voice. It's on Sunday, May 7th at 3 p.m. at the Mystic Congregational Church, Broadway and Main Street in Mystic, Connecticut. You can get our tickets at mysticriverchorale.org or call 860-460-1487.
All right. So support the chorale. Get out. Enjoy your Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock start. You can have a little late brunch or early lunch and then go to the concert. And in person, you can see the one and only Frank Martignetti.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Frank, I want to thank you for being here as usual. I know we have one more piece of music to go, but I want to thank both of you for being here and telling us about the chorale. And let's get to that next piece of music.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having us, Mike. This last piece is William Dawson's arrangement of the spiritual Every Time I Feel the Spirit. Dawson taught at the Tuskegee Institute in Alabama and was one of the first arrangers of the African-American spiritual. We'll be singing this on May 7th as the closing piece of our concert.
Excellent. And to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Upon the mountain the Lord spoke, out of his mouth came fire and smoke. Looked all around me, it looked so fine, till I asked my Lord if all was mine. And cold, it chills the body but not the soul. There ain't but one train upon this track, it runs to heaven and right back.
Every time I feel the spirit, I'm on the air. Yes, every time I feel the spirit, I'm on the air. Every time I feel the spirit, I'm on the air.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.